0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. Miriam Maguire. Miriam, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
And it's an awful story, Miriam. I'm so sorry to hear that you've lost a lot of money. A lot of money, it seems, to this company called Felix Holidays. And apparently they're based in F-E-L-I-X. Tell us how you first came to have dealings with them, Miriam.
So, Joe, I retired as a midwife 2 years ago from the Lourdes Hospital, and I got a lump sum from the HSE.
Yeah.
And I decided I would treat my family of nine kids, grandkids, everyone to a holiday in Orlando, in Florida, the holiday of a lifetime. So I was researching it myself, and then I came across a page on Facebook that looked very legitimate and had an ATOL stamp on it, which is like an insurance thing.
Guarantee.
And they were offering, not that they were offering a cheap deal, it wasn't a too good to be true offer, it was just they would do the whole package for me.
Good point,
the
yeah.
villa,
yeah.
the Disney tickets and the flights without me having to do everything separately. So I thought it would be safer to go that way in case there had to be any changes or anything happened, at least it would be all in one. So I contacted them, and I was given all the details, the flight, the airlines, everything that suits them, it all looked great. And then I was to pay them. I also liked that I could pay them back every month rather than a lump sum.
Okay.
So it wasn't a huge lump out of my money. So I paid the deposit, and then I set up a bank transfer with them every month as per their request. And at the end of every month, I would get an invoice saying they had received the payment.
Yeah.
So my final payment was on the 23rd of March, and that was the last payment of £13,734.
Yeah.
I was paying in pounds through my AIB bank in Newry because my husband's English.
Yeah.
So he gets a pension there, and we have a UK bank. And I didn't get an invoice from them, which I normally would. So I contacted them through Facebook Messenger, which is how I had always contacted them, to say I had paid my last payment and when would I get my tickets. And immediately this pop-up message came up that said, please note, our director has not paid the staff or does not respond to us, so we have discontinued call centre operations. And they told me to feel free to contact Felix Holidays, and they gave the address and the phone number. So I,
what was your reaction when you saw that?
Oh, Jesus. My heart started to just, it was just beating really quickly. And my husband was sitting beside me, and I said to him, oh, my God, something terrible has happened. So anyway, he looked up, Googled it, and there was some stuff on Google about it. Anyway, I did try and ring him, and there was no answer. And I also have sent him three emails, and I've had very little response. Usually this pop-up keeps coming if you try on Messenger. But then the other day, a new message came up, and it was just, we are trying to contact customers one by one, and that was it. So I got onto the bank because I thought maybe I'd get the money back from them. And it was the AIB in Newry, like I said, but they contacted me yesterday and said, no, that they are not giving me back the money. I can try through their chargeback scheme to get the €1,000 deposit that I paid through my debit card, but not the bank transfers. So that's it. My money's gone. My holiday is gone.
And your children and your grandchildren and your lump sum.
Oh, they're all devastated. And I feel such a fool. People have given out to me and said I was a fool. I fell for it. But I genuinely thought it was safe. They had brilliant Trustpilot reviews.
Yeah.
And they had that ATOL stamp.
Yeah,
so I really thought it was all going to happen.
The ATOL stamps, it's a government civil aviation authority in the UK, and their logo is peace of mind. Your holiday is protected. Peace of mind.
Yes.
So Felix, tell us what we know about them. They're based in London.
They're based in London, and they seemed legitimate, like I said. On Trustpilot, they had 5-star reviews. And I just thought it was a simple way to book a complicated holiday for nine people. And I have to say, when I dealt with this one person all the time, he was very good, very accommodating. He actually had to change the dates for me because my son is in college and his final dates were changed. And they accommodated me with that and charged me an extra £1,569 because I was going later. I didn't mind paying that. But then when all this happened and I checked with the airline, I have a friend who works with the airline. She was able to check through the reservations manager. There was never a booking made, not on the original date of the 7th of May and not on the new date, the 21st of May. Not even a booking for a group with names to be advised, nothing. So then I got on to Disney because I actually have official Disney tickets on the My Disney Experience app. And when the person, it was a third party, they used beds on online, they were able to see that, yes, the tickets were there, but payment pending by admin at felixholidays.co.uk.
So they never even though they send, they
yeah. So they have, they can cancel them, the Disney can, if they're not paid for 24 hours beforehand.
So the head office, I'm going from their website. Now, have you had something in writing from a man called Lucas?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And what did Lucas say?
So it was the messenger, the Facebook messenger page. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I've been contacting them on a daily basis, just writing, where is my money? I want my refund. Yeah. Where is my holiday? So initially, since this happened, that pop-up message just keeps coming up about that he's not paid the staff. But then 2 days ago, there was just a short message and it said, we are dealing with people one by one and we will get to you. But I said, I am one of the people, so deal with me, please. Yeah. But I got no response to that. He's not answering the phone. He hasn't answered the 3 emails I sent him. The only contact I had was that on their Facebook Messenger page.
Okay, and the Lucas also sent us an email, well, a reply from lucas@felixholidays.co.uk. L-U-K-A-S. Oh. Hi, I can only reply you by email. It was because our main bank almost blocked our services last 9 months without any reason. Just said this is account review, so we face great trouble form last year. Our investor pumped in many money to save the business already. We didn't trade any new sales. At this moment, we focus to clear all refund requests and coming travel can be ongoing. 2 words. Sarah, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi,
Sarah.
Joe.
Sorry, more bad news.
I know.
Well, how did you find out about Felix Holidays?
Well, I booked a holiday last October. It was meant to be for a joint celebration. Yeah. It was my daughter's birthday and it was also the day after was my son's confirmation. Okay. And I'm rather than have two parties, I decided to bring them to Disneyland. Yeah. But my little girl, the one having the birthday, she had a stroke a couple of years ago, so she's been through a lot. And then COVID happens and everything, so I wanted to do something extra special for them. I looked around travel agencies and I have 5 children, so I have a large family, so it was costing an absolute fortune to do it. And Felix were one of the travel agencies that was going to allow us all be in the same room, a big, huge family room, because the other companies were saying, no, you'll have to book 2 rooms, and it was crazy money. So I checked them out. I went through hundreds of reviews. They sounded amazing, and I'm not just talking about recent reviews. I went back through a couple of years.
Just to clarify, Miriam, even when we look up Felix in England, there's quite a few legitimate companies. Actually, some of them are food banks and charity, great companies, who go under felix.co.uk. They picked a name that's quite common. And even the places I've mentioned there earlier, Enfield and Cambridge, they've as far as I can see, they've nothing to do with this crowd, Felix Holidays. Sarah, tell us how you came across them then.
So I joined this Facebook group called Disneyland Tips for the Irish, a brilliant group.
Okay.
And they give you loads of tips where to eat when you're over there, where you can get to your local pennies, the train
brilliant.
Stations, everything.
Can you get Tato and Kimberly biscuits?
Where's the lion?
Okay, where's the lion's tea?
They were brilliant. So I joined that group, and I also went on, put a post up in that group, and I said, right, I'm trying to book Disneyland Paris for myself and my partner and my kids. I said, is this a good price? This is off Felix Holidays. Has anybody heard of Felix Holidays? Have you used them? Got a couple of likes, and some girl came on. She goes, oh my God, they're amazing. I just came back from Disneyland Paris, and they sorted everything out for me, transfers, everything. And
okay.
That's actually a good price. And I was like, then I was a bit suspicious of her. Does she work for them?
Yeah,
you know, because
yeah.
anybody can join that group.
Yeah.
And she looked like, you know, she was legit. She posted up loads of posts herself. Sorry, girls, does anybody, you know, where I'd get this? I'm over here now. And she had pictures up with her daughter, and everything looked legit there. So I decided, I was having conversations with a staff member, Trevor in particular, out of Felix Travel, and he was the one dealing with me, and I was having conversations with him for about a week before I handed over a deposit. So I felt like I thoroughly checked them out, really, like. And I paid the deposit, and on the 1st of every month then we were paying in installments. And it was only there about 2 or 3 weeks ago, three or four weeks ago, I was scrolling through Facebook and seeing on the Disneyland Tips for the Irish, some girl had put up a post. And she said, I'm over here with my family. I'm 14 other families stuck in an airport in France. And anybody who has booked a holiday with Felix Travel, it doesn't exist. There's no hotels. There's no Disneyland park tickets. It's night time now. We're in an airport with young children. Can anybody please tell us, is there any accommodation available? We're looking everywhere here, and we just don't know where to go. And then other families that were there joined and said, it's disgraceful. We've saved for a whole year. We've paid for the holiday. And now we find we're ringing relatives, begging and pleading with them to transfer money like beggars when we've paid for the holiday and it's time to enjoy the holiday now. So it was either they come home or they, you know, one of the families said they turned up to the hotel, and the hotel says if you want a room for you, it's 5,500.
Oh,
and that's the other thing. If you want to rebook now this holiday, everything's gone up now because
it's
getting close.
Now, see, again,
summer, you know?
Again, I say, when you put in Felix and Felix.co.uk and Felix, every combination of it, loads of companies, they're all legitimate. But when you put in Felix Holidays, .co.uk, a fine website comes up as per usual, and their motto is escape the reality.
Yeah.
Well, look, they've escaped the reality of delivering what they've been paid for.
Yeah.
Escape the reality. Okay, Jasenka Pike. Jasenka, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Felix Holidays, how did you come across them?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
When can I start it? Okay, I'm from Croatia. I lost my husband before 4 years.
Okay.
And since then, I come every year for a couple months to Ireland for work.
Okay.
Because that's only what I can do in my country, the salary is so low. So I earn some money, and I have a granddaughter. She's 4 years.
Okay.
I wanted to surprise her, to buy her a present for the birthday so that she can remember that, that the princess are real, that the fairy tales existing.
Yeah.
I saw Felix Holidays on the site.
Yeah.
I booked the trip to Paris, supposed to be from 16 to 18 March.
Yeah.
I pay deposit in January 6th and rest of the money I pay 23rd January. The amount is about 1,200 euro. That's the huge money for me.
Yeah, of course.
If you consider that I receive monthly in Croatia, 300 euro monthly, and I have prices same as in Dublin.
Okay.
So that's for me, it's important.
So it's four months. So, yeah, salary. Go ahead. So yeah. When did you realize it was gone, Jasenka?
3 days before the trip. They called me.
Yeah.
And they told me that the trip is cancelled. And they will refund me my money back. And I told him, I give you 10 days after that. I don't know. I was so angry. I told them, I will come to England. I will find you. I want my money. Yeah. For me, it's that fortune. I lost everything. And I disappointed my granddaughter.
Yeah.
She's packing. She was so exciting.
Yeah.
How can you explain to a child of 4 years, you know, they're robbing you, they steal you, they make a fool of you, you cannot go.
Yeah.
So,
and have you told her, Jasenka, that?
No, I spend the rest of my money. I book another private apartment. I book a new ticket for the Disneyland, directed by the Disneyland. And I send my granddaughter and her husband. In a, even way I send them, she gets her present. But I lost everything. Now I don't have nothing. Because when you think I pay 3 days, I pay 2,500 euro. And I didn't receive nothing back. And that was not professional. When you cancel a trip 3 days before, you must be mad. After that, on March 31st, I send them a messenger. I text them, what's going on with my money?
Yeah.
There is automatically response that blah, blah, blah. They are not existing in that number. You have a new mail, new phone. Okay. I tried, no answer, no money, no answer, no refund. I contact my bank. Bank told me, maybe you will receive the deposit about 170 euro. And the rest of the money, that is 950 euro, they are not sure. So I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm so confused. And I'm returned to Croatia. I cannot live here. Because I cannot pay my rent with that what I have.
Yeah. And you say, as you say, your pension in Croatia is 300 euro a month, which is so more than a year of your pension has gone down the drain, has been lost.
Oh, but for my pension, I pay for my pension.
Yeah, you pay for it.
That travel cost me 4 monthly pension.
Yeah.
And if you consider that. The prices in Croatia is the same like is in Dublin, in Lidl, in Tesco. They have a same price like you.
Yeah, yeah. And Jasenka, when you spoke to someone from felixholidays.co.uk, what was that conversation like?
We are sorry, we are refund your money. That guy, which I spoke with him, I spoke him all the time when I booking. He sent me a ticket, a vouchers, everything. I receive everything that he made. And when he called me to say me that everything is cancelled, everything is, how can I explain that? Nicely, good, no hard feeling. Never mind, I was peace. I was angry, but he was calm and he tried to explain me. Even he sent me a link for another booking. I tried to tell him, I don't have money for another booking. I give everything for you.
And when you say, because the addresses we've now been, we're told they have two addresses in London, Felix Holidays, Romford in London, and Church Lane in London. Now I don't, I don't know either of those two places. But have you, when you said to them at one stage, just saying, I'm going to come to England to try and get my money back.
No answer. He just returned to speak about the refunding, about that. I understand you're angry and I understand everything. But my friend, I sent my friend to this address.
Okay, okay, explain that.
He didn't find nothing there.
Oh, there's nothing there?
No.
And what did, do you know which do you know which address he went to?
That is
there's 20
Church Lane, I think.
Okay. Well, apparently they have an old they have one and one address they give.
But you cannot reach them. I have three phone numbers, no answer. I have three mails. I send the mail and contact Felix mail. I send mail directly to the manager. I sent to messenger. No answer. No, not in the phone, not in the mail. Nothing.
Now, did anyone pay Miriam back to you in Drogheda and former midwife retired from Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda, and you spent your lump sum? I'm working out. You spent nearly 14,000 sterling. Did you use a UK credit card? Were credit cards used in any of the transactions?
No, I don't have a UK credit card. Okay, I use my debit card. So I paid the first 1,000 with the debit card. So I can apply for a charge back. I'm in the process of doing that because Visa will pay me back. But the rest were bank transfers from the AIB in Uri, and they say because I agreed to them, they are not paying me back. Yeah. So I have to go to the financial ombudsman next. That's my next port call.
I pay with a Visa debit card, and the rest I pay with an IBAN. And I discovered later that that's the Byte Bank in Belgium.
Yeah, okay. But Jasenka, Sarah and Miriam, Miriam Force, is the only person you've been dealing with in Felix Holidays a chap called, we don't know if it's his real name, a chap called or a person called Lucas?
Since this happened, yes.
Okay, Sarah, Sarah, who have you been dealing with?
I decided not to continue, it wasn't happening. The messages that they were sending me through Messenger weren't legal.
Okay,
Let's just put it that way. They weren't legal, and I wasn't sure, could I trust the staff as well? I felt like they were all in on it. And I did send an email to the email they sent. Oh, here's Lucas's email. You know, contact him. He's basically disappeared and we're not paid. And I did, you know, I just said, you know what? Let's just see if he answers. And he actually answered looking for my account details. So I thought, you know what? No. You know, they already have my account details.
Of course, they've taken
enough money off me now. It's a matter
and
for
Sarah,
the guard.
Have you told your... Well, obviously they know. How did you break it to your children? And
no, I didn't. I'm not prepared. They've been through enough. I'd rather, and it's when they're in school, I will try and sort everything out. I'll do whatever I can to make sure that they still go next month. They have no idea. And, you know, I'm prepared to
But do your children know that they are due to go to Disneyland Paris
at the end of
May?
Yeah, they've been watching YouTube videos since last October, deciding what they're going to eat, where they're going to eat, and you know what rides they're going to do. Will my little girl see Stitch, and will we have to queue? I'm not, and I paid extra money as well to make sure that was the Explorers Hotel as well. That was
a hotel with
a ball kit and swimming pool and signs and all. So that's what I'm aiming to do now. I can't hang around for banks and 60 days.
What do you think you'll end up doing? Credit union or...
I don't know what I'm going to do, but the problem now
is, as I'm seeing from the screen here, Sarah, quite a few people are out of pocket. Significant amounts of money. Kieran King, Kieran, you heard me mention Felix Holidays.co.uk. You're based in the UK. Kieran, you've looked them up, have you?
I have, Joe. I'm over here a long time now.
Good man.
Construction, and we're pretty used to checking out companies before we do business with them.
So, tell us.
There's a government website over here. It's companies.gov.uk.
Okay.
And every limited company has to be registered with Companies House, and all the information on the company is public. Their accounts, everything, the directors. Now, I just threw it in Felix Holidays, and they come up. And they were dissolved last year.
Oh, good luck.
Now, this Lucas Edwards, he's actually got other appointments. He's got Felix TNT Limited, which he was appointed in July 2022. That's been dissolved. He's got a Felix Holidays Limited. He was appointed in June 2022. All these are at the same address. That's dissolved. It was dissolved in December last year. I think that's the one a lot of the people in Ireland probably have been going through. There's a Felix Holidays Group Limited, which is still active, and he was appointed in August 2021. Now, that's shown as being active at the moment.
Felix, what's it called? Felix Holiday Group?
Felix Holidays Group Limited, and it has a company number, which is every company obviously has a number.
Number,
it's 1358-3015. Now, that's active. So, and again, that's shown a different address. That's shown the old Gloucester, 27 Old Gloucester Street, London.
Okay, and what's the other one shown? Again, this is all public knowledge. There's no confidence being broken.
Exactly. It's a government website.
Lucas Edwards, what's the address for that company?
He's shown as having had seven either current or dissolved appointments. And the first one is Felix TNT Limited, which is dissolved. He was appointed by himself, if he's thinking he's probably the only director.
And what address were they? What address were they?
The address for them is Church Lane Chambers in Church Lane, London.
Which
is the same address then as Felix Holidays Limited, which he was also appointed in June 2022, which is dissolved as well. Then he has Felix Holidays Group Limited. He appointed in August 2021, and that's shown as still active. And that's 27 Old Gloucester Street, London, England, WC1N3AX. So if you want to contact them, I'm sure you can get them.
We tried,
Addresses, a lot of these addresses, when the companies are, there's a lot of companies over here where you can form your company through, and your registered address might just show as these people that set up the company. So good luck with trying to actually get them at that address. You might not do it. It'd be more like a correspondence address than an actual office building. What have we got? Orion Catering Services, which is active, and that's at Church Lane Chambers, Church Lane, London.
That's Lucas as well, is it?
Yeah, that's him as well, yeah.
Orion, spell Orion, or as in
O-R-I-O-N,
as in
Orion Catering Services Limited, yeah.
Okay, we might get an answer there if we rang them.
They're active there at the same address. He's got Felix and Zen Group Limited, which was dissolved. Again, he was appointed in April 2021. And that's again Church Lane Chambers. And he has Orion Bakery Limited, which is active. That's a different address completely. That's 7 Willingdon Close, Woodford Green, England, IG87HD. It's active, but it's shown that he resigned. He was appointed in 2021. He resigned in December 2022.
But he's great.
He has resigned again from an EC Mart Limited, which is the old Gloucester Road address as well. Now, if I click onto Orion Bakery, which is active, let me see who's listed there as people. There's a Vivian Edwards, who's still active.
Okay.
And there's a Lucas Edwards, who's resigned. So Vivian is in maybe some way related to.
Yeah. Well, we'll take Lucas. Anyone. We'll if take anyone back, to do with the back. Company at this stage to talk to us. Anyone. We'll take anyone. Vivian, Lucas, Marcella, Francesco, anybody, anyone that's to do with a holiday. Because a lot of people, Ciarán, you're hearing, and I won't go through the other list here, a lot of people, yeah, a lot of people in Ireland he's been taking a lot of money off them.
Yeah. You know? Unfortunately, Joe, with the company's house system, you won't get personal addresses or you won't get details. So it's just whatever that they've registered as.
And it, but he's great. You have to give it to Luke because he's great at coming up with the own names, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And this would lead you to believe his first language is English. But here's his email to us this morning at 11:30. Hi. From Lucas. Does he spell it Lucas, by the way, on those companies?
Yeah, that's company house, okay. Shown as Lucas.
From Lucas at felixholidays.co.uk, even though you say that company was dissolved last year.
Yes.
Okay. Hi. I can only reply you by email. It was because our main bank and was blocked our services last 9 months without any reason. Just said this is account review, so we faced great trouble form last year. Our investor pumped in many money to save the business already. We didn't trade any new sales. At this moment, we focus to clear all refund requests and coming travel can be ongoing. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah. I mean, there was another individual. If I go into Felix Holidays Group Limited, which is still active, Lucas Edwards is there. And there was a LAU was the surname, Liu Hai Ying, and he was appointed in August 2021, and he resigned again in December 2022 when the other Felix Holidays.
And now we have. I've just been handled. What is it, Nadine? When did this note come in? Just come in, okay. Just come in from Lucas Edwards, Ciarán, Sarah, Miriam, Lashenka, and I see. Felix Travels and Tours Limited still is alive, one word, still is alive UK company. Their invoice and receipt was very clear about that. We use Felix Travels and Tours Limited for trade only. Another Felix name company is not trade company. Thank you.
He's only listed with those seven companies that I named, and Felix Travel Company is not one of them. So
Felix,
he's got Felix Holidays Group, where he's still active in.
But
he's
Felix
still listed as a director? If I go into their filing history now, let me just have a quick look in their register office address.
Actually, Ciarán, stay there, and I'll come back to you. Keep looking, I'll come back to you after the break because there's more people.
Joe,
have been stung.
I sent you in a receipt, and it was for my payment, and it was. Felix Travels and Tours is written on the receipt.
Yeah, Felix TNT, okay. Okay, back after this break, Joe at RT. I'll come back to you, I promise, Sarah. Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Ciarán, you're where are you now? You're in your office, are you?
I am, yeah. Okay. In London here.
And you say that's what you do. Okay, any other news on Lucas Edwards?
No, there is a quirk, Joe. Back in the day, every director in Britain would have an individual director's number. Now, that has changed because, and I don't know why, the company house have allowed it. So he could form, we're looking at Lucas Edwards, which is showing on those seven companies. Now, if he was to go, say, form a company with Lucas Joe Edwards, if Joe was one of his middle names, it wouldn't connect to Lucas Edwards for some peculiar
now
reason.
I don't know if this note that we got from Lucas in the last few minutes is because he's listening, but if you are listening, Lucas, we'd love to. We're trying to talk to you. Lots of people are trying to talk to you. Say there, Ciarán. Miriam, by the way, did he ask for extra money from you, Lucas?
Well, it wasn't he himself. It was when I booked originally dealing with a chap called Trevor. And I had to change the dates, push them from the 7th to the 21st.
They were very agreeable, weren't they?
Very agreeable. Course, yeah. An extra £15.69, which I queried, and I was told it was £39 extra for each Disney ticket, and the rest was the increased price for the flight because it was further on in May.
So they did get an extra £1,500 off you?
Yeah, £1,569. Yeah. And like I said, I have a friend who works in the airline. She checked with the reservations manager.
There was no reservation.
And there was absolutely not even the first, because I thought, maybe it didn't get changed.
Yeah, yeah.
Never booked for the 7th, never booked for the 21st. No booking at all.
And if you were in euros, I'm sorry to say this to you because it's so hurtful given the amount that in euros, Miriam, how much have you lost?
15,500 euros. Yeah, okay. Do you know what? It's more the hurt and the devastation to the children and the grandchildren.
Yeah,
you know, I'm so disappointed for them and for myself, obviously. But the last message I was saying, they got me. I just looked at it again, and like yours, it's very poor English. We have new team to reply every client. Please wait our response. Thank you. Like when I was dealing with them before this happened, it was always very efficient, professional, perfectly English, the perfect English written. So this is all just since I've been responding directly or corresponding directly with this Mr. Lucas.
Okay, say that. Now, Miriam, is there any salve or comfort in the fact that lots of people have been stung, it looks like? Lots of people. Philip Lakowski. Philip, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Philip. You had dealings with felixholidays.co.uk. Tell us.
I have, yeah. I actually went on a holiday booked by Felix last year.
Great.
I actually came along their ad on Instagram. I think it was March last year.
Right.
The price on it was the thing that, you know, got me interested. It was a holiday. It was a trip to Dubai, Singapore and Thailand.
Okay.
And I ended up contacting them on Messenger. That seemed to be the best way to get through to them. And it was a horrible experience booking. Jesus, they got the names on the tickets wrong. They when they were trying to fix that and booking the new tickets, they ended up booking the ticket for the wrong date. So now I was flying one day, my girlfriend was flying another day. So everything they do is with vouchers. Yeah. They send you the tickets by vouchers. They send you the hotels by vouchers. So even getting them vouchers off them, Jesus, is nearly till the very last day before the holiday I was waiting for.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay.
And I actually, they do the installment payments. I decided to pay. I paid the first installment and then it came to paying the second installment. And I said, here, is it okay if I pay you everything? Because I want to get my tickets. I want to see that this is actually real.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, no problem. So I ended up paying the full amount. I think I waited a month after that to get my tickets. And during the booking process, we asked for hotel airport transfers. Since we're going to be in three different countries, we didn't want to have to sort that all out separately.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Once I received everything, I noticed that they were missing. And I asked, I was like, what's the story with them? I paid extra for them. And they said, oh, no, you didn't. You can pay for them extra now. Even though I had all the messages, I sent the screenshots back saying that, you know. And that's the good thing that it was on Messenger, actually, because I had screenshots of everything. The whole conversation log was there. But one issue as well was it's so, so hard, at least from my experience, it was so, so hard to get an answer from them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd be waiting 2-3 days to get an answer. The agent we were dealing with, his name was Scott. I rang them a couple times as well. We were asking to speak to Scott. Scott was usually either off that day or on his lunch. Sometimes we were passed on to someone who we thought was Scott. To be honest with you, it sounded like the same person. And when we arrived to Singapore, we got transferred to the hotel. We pulled up to the hotel. Place was shut down completely. The hotel was turned into a quarantine hotel. I contacted Felix Holidays, and thank God I got an answer quite quickly. They said they can book another hotel for us, but we'll need to get there ourselves. I think it was 25 kilometers away. I asked them if I pay the guy who was giving us the transfer, if I pay him, will they be able to reimburse me? They said, yeah, no problem. To this day, I'm waiting for that reimbursement. Okay.
Stay there, Philip. I want to come back to you, but Laura is running out the door. Laura McDonald. Laura, good afternoon.
How are you?
You made a booking with felixholidays.co.uk in 2022. What happened?
Yes, so a group of us booked to go to Disneyland for March 2023.
Yeah.
There was a group of 54 of us all together. So one member out of our group kind of took it upon herself on all of our behalf to deal with them for us. So we'd done the book and everything was fine. From the start, though, it was kind of a bit weird. Mm-hmm. There was kind of charges and stuff that were being added. For instance, after we kind of all got our flights and everything was kind of set, they sent out our details. They then wanted to split the group up, so half had to travel in the morning and the other half will have to travel in the evening. And anybody who'd done that had to pay a fee to go out early that morning. So some people did do that, which worked out about €40 per person for us to travel in the morning. Yeah. And then they added charges on from the hotel of €12 each for breakfast and stuff then. So just kind of throughout the book, and they were adding bits and pieces on here and there for different things.
So you were being asked for more money all along. Were Felix paying the money to the places that were...
So this is what happened. We all got, obviously, our tickets, our flight tickets, where our seats and stuff. Now, a few different things, like a few of the kids' names and stuff, were Mr. instead of Miss, and Miss instead of Mr. We rang the airline we were travelling with. They said that that wouldn't be a problem. It just happens sometimes. So there was little things like that. But anyway, we all flew. We went to the airport. We got on the plane, the morning group, and we had a private transfer pick us up from the airport to bring us to the apartments we were staying in.
Okay.
So the group of us with our kids arrived at the apartment hotels, and we all queued up behind each other waiting to check in, obviously.
Yeah.
And the hotel staff informed us that we owed €5,500 to stay there for the 3 days.
Oh, for God's sake.
So, obviously, all of us went into panic mode. We didn't know whether they had thought we didn't pay, or maybe the lady who was dealing with everything, she was on the evening flight. So we were all kind of obviously ringing her and trying to see what was going on and stuff. And God love her, she was getting it from air end to every end. So she said, no, I've transferred over the money. It was all paid. Everything was fine. So her in the background then was trying to get on to Lucas and the company and stuff to kind of say what had happened, and his kind of response was, it's okay, it's sorted, it was kind of paid type of thing. But the lady in the hotel then rang the manager, he came and it was his day off. He brought us all into a conference room and he informed us that the hotel was never paid for any of our stay, that he had tried to charge a credit card 3 times and it didn't work, it was declined, and he was informed by Lucas himself that when we all arrived, we'd be paying cash on arrival. This was his first time ever dealing with that company either, and the man was lovely. He was really, really helpful, and he was so lovely. So he said the only reason he agreed to letting us pay cash when we arrived is because it was such a big group, and it was so short at the time we arrived, he didn't want to kind of put pressure on us to pay over the phone and stuff. So that was that. That was that kind of big shock. And then while we were standing in the queue, a few of the mams and myself were talking about the Disney tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And we had got our Disney tickets a few days beforehand. That was fine. You can save them onto the app.
Yeah, of course.
So you can put them on your child's name and you know yourself. So I said, no, mine was working yesterday. I said I was only double checking because you can pre-book things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the mams said, no, mine's gone. So I went onto my Disney app as well, and the tickets had, it came up, these tickets are no longer in use. So all our Disney tickets had been cancelled, and we had obviously paid for them. With Felix, all our tickets had been cancelled, and they were no longer in use. So we were now in Disneyland with all our kids, no hotel, no park tickets, no nothing.
Oh, for God's sake.
The only thing that worked out for us was the fact that we were able to get on that flight.
And how much did you lose, Laura?
So altogether as a group, obviously it's different for everyone, like different costs and stuff, but €22,890.
Mother of God.
So, yeah, the bed and breakfast was working out at 47 of us by £10. We had to upgrade tickets then. He wanted us to charge. He actually charged us all £22 extra if we wanted to get multiflex tickets. We never got those. Upgraded, we had to pay £42 each to go in the morning, and then a booking fee was £2.50. But altogether, it was €22,890.
And have you what have you done to try and get the money back, or have you given up?
No, so the lady who kind of dealt with everything, obviously she was texting and speaking to them and stuff about it. There was kind of the replies that you seem to be getting. Mm. You're actually been reading out a few of them, kind of the general thing saying, we'll get back to you, our company's gone into liquidation, there's some problems. Then there was some emails sent. I actually emailed twice and I got an email back saying, we are his staff, we no longer work for him. And then a few kind of pictures and stuff of the man in question and his workers and stuff, and details where they live and the companies, and, you know, all. I think it was just a generated message, obviously, from the staff who, I think in the message it was something like, we haven't been paid, we no longer work, here is all his details, something like that. So in the meantime, the lady who dealt with everything was actually trying to organise something with the frauds department from on our behalf from the bank over here, with the bank that obviously they've used.
Mm-hmm.
So the last update we would have got was a couple of days ago, from herself saying that she was speaking to the bank and they're just trying to see where they can go from here.
And Laura, just can I ask you, you know, when you got up to the counter and they said you need £5,000, you need 5,000.
€5,500. There was people there, obviously, there was 54 of us. There was people there whose children got presents from Santi, birthdays, presents. There was people there who were on their own with just their children. There was people there who had literally paid everything, even on top of the updates, for updating the flights, paying the extra, the flexi ticket, the breakfast. Yeah. Who were literally on the sense that, to the point where they had their money worked out for the 3 or 4 days, and that was, they couldn't afford anything else.
So everyone was scrabbling for his cash to get
the cash. Everybody was trying to beg, borrow and steal. The people were ringing their families from a home trying to explain what had happened. Obviously, all the kids are here. We're trying not to let them hear. When we all went into the conference room, they all got taken up and they were all sitting in a different room. Yeah. We didn't want them to know. There was a few little kids crying, asking, are they not going to get to go to Disneyland? To be honest, then the manager offered us all our room rates again, but it actually turned out the room rates weren't even near as expensive as the travel agent had given us. The breakfast is also included. There's no extra charge for that.
Felix Holidays.co.uk, you discovered, were charging you even more than they were being charged by the hotel.
Oh, yeah. The manager, as I said, he was lovely, and he wasn't anyway. You know, some people would kind of be a bit standoff. No, straight away told us out straight, listen, that's not the case. That's not our price. You have been charged way too much. We don't do that, and we don't do this, that, and the other. And
oh, God. Fair play.
So we ended up all having to repay to stay in our hotel, and then we all also had to buy park tickets again. So we had to pay for another trip. Like, so we paid twice for a trip to go on. The only thing we didn't have to pay for was our flights back home. And even at that, we were all terrified that the flight might be cancelled.
Because
something might go wrong to get us home.
Yeah. What do you think? Have you given up on getting your money back, or what? I asked that earlier.
You know what? There's a group of us. We're all in a group together, and if there is any luck, hopefully we will get something back. And it's just more so, at least we were able to still do. Thankfully, all the kids were all still able to stay there, and the kids still got a holiday, and everything was kind of okay. But there's people now who are in debt, furthermore, because they had to repay for a second holiday.
But this fella has some neck now. Lucas Edwards.
And it's not even that.
Sorry, just Laura, I'm getting annoyed at this now. Well, I was annoyed when I read about it earlier on, I can tell you. But what Miriam was the first call for her lump sum when she retired as a midwife after countless years in Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital, all gone down the toilet to this person. Why did I read this out? I'm losing my compass. But I'll do it again and I'll say something at the end of it. Please note that Felix Travel and Tours Limited still is alive in the UK company. Now, if I had my way with you, Lucas, Felix Travel and Tours wouldn't be alive. And I'm saying to people now, bluntly, don't have any dealings with Felix Travels and Tours Limited. Their invoice and receipt was very clear about that. We use Felix, go and get lost, Lucas. Or actually pony up and get these. Where's all this money gone? We're talking 50k so far. That's in this program. We use Felix Travels and Tours Limited for trade only. Do you really, Lucas? Do you really, Lucas? Let the word go out. People have no dealings with FelixHolidays.co.uk. People have no dealings with Felix Travels and Tours Limited. People have no dealings, and you can look up, they have a great website, as Kieran told you, can look up the companies, with Felix Travels and Tours, FelixHolidays.co.uk, and the name Lucas Edwards attached to any of them. Don't have any dealings with them. That's just to try and save, to try and give Miriam and the likes of yourself some solace that you're saving other people that money. In the meantime, Lucas Edwards, you're more than welcome to come on Liveline and explain where all that money is gone. Where all that money is gone. And Laura, I think, and Miriam as well, and Sarah, and Jasenka, and Philip Lukowski as well. I'll go back to Philip in a sec. You're all being extraordinarily civil. This guy is taking money off you. And Laura, when you hear that when you actually got to the hotel, this guy, Lucas Edwards, was taking the money for the hotel. He never gave it to the hotel, but he was actually adding a percentage for him to scam off you.
And for breakfast, that's included as well. Yeah, we all had to pay an individual breakfast rate as well.
Come on, Lucas. I'll meet you down the High Court back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And Joe at RTE, I promise, Philip, I'll go back to you, our courtesy. Philip, overall, how would you describe your experience, even though you were going from one place to another, you didn't know whether the hotel was paid for, but apparently it was. How would you describe your experience for a finish, Philip?
Honestly, horrible. We didn't know if we're going to have a place to stay at until we were actually there. We didn't know if the tickets... Like, I ended up contacting every single company individually. So the company we had the transfers with booked, apparently, through Felix. I ended up contacting them to make sure that they're actually booked and they're paid for. I contacted every single hotel individually, asking them if it's booked and if it's paid for. And I ended up contacting the airlines as well to make sure that the tickets are there.
So you were doing most of it. But one, you were doing a lot of worrying on your holiday.
Yes.
And
two, the very last second.
Ah, for God's sake. If Felix...
You use a company like this, you know, to do all the work for you. But we ended up doing all the work ourselves, basically. We just booked through them, but then everything else had to be done on our end.
And it becomes more stressful.
Exactly, because you have a middleman there that you're depending on.
Okay. Well, Philip, thanks indeed, and thanks for your patience there in holding on. Joe at RT.ie, 51551 is our text number, and I've got full details of our next Funny Friday, which is on next Friday week after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Can I just tell you about Funny Friday, which is happening on the Bank Holiday Friday on the eve of May Day. That's, well, a couple of days before May Day. It's next Friday week, Friday the 28th of April. We're on the road again. We're coming live from the Tullamore Court Hotel in County Offaly. The Fully Friday crew this trip are Doc Savage, Frank Ford, Liam Hourican, the great Liam Hourican from London, who does fantastic fantastic impersonation. He's from Ireland, actually. Well, everyone knew his father, the great journalist Liam Hourican, same name. Frank Toomey, the great Frank Toomey, Declan Callas, Paddy O'Callaghan, Sharon Mannion, great Sharon Mannion, and Seamus O'Rourke. And by the way, if you've been following, if you're a theatrical follower, in the last few weeks, Seamus O'Rourke is on, well, he does a lot of one-man shows, but he was on in Beauty's Cafe Theatre in Dublin. He still is. He's on until April 22nd. And now it's a lunchtime gig, so he's probably, he should be over by now. The reviews he's been getting have been absolutely stunning, and rightly so. He got an incredible review in the Sunday Independent from Emer O'Kelly, and anyone who knows the Sunday Independent, and Emer has been reviewing theatrical productions for many a long year, and sometimes she's hard, sometimes she's very hard, some people think. But one thing you have to say about her, she is consistent and she is fair. And she, I'll just read out a bit. This is her review of Seamus O'Rourke, because I think Seamus is on the cusp of greatness. I really do. He'll laugh when he hears that. He's just such a brilliant, brilliant actor, writer, producer, trooper. Rural Tragedy is a real treasure with an unexpected twist. That's from Emer O'Kelly. Take one lonely farmer, seated beside a grave and conversing with whatever is in it, and anything could happen, theatrically speaking. It could be a black comedy. It could be somewhat tiresome, a tiresome monologue that should really have been, at the very least, a two-hander play. It could have been funny. Anyway, she then goes on to say, it was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And then Alex Moffat, again, another veteran reviewer, hardworking, and this is the Mail on Sunday, gives it 4 stars. What it says, Seamus O'Rourke has a wonderful stage presence with all the art of a storyteller. That's Seamus O'Rourke, and he's been with us now for a good few years on Funny Friday. And we told him, I remember meeting him in the Viking in theatre in Clontarf, where he will be very soon again. And there's always something good on there. I remember saying to him, you stick with me, Seamus, and you'll be a household name if you change your name to Domestos. But anyway, he didn't stick with me. He's gone off on his one-man show, and he's brilliant. He will be with us next Friday week, a Funny Friday, on Friday the 28th of April in Tullamore. Great railway service, by the way, to Tullamore. Great public transport. And we're in the 4-star Tullamore Court Hotel. Doc Savage, Frank Ford, Liam Hourican, Frank Toomey, Declan Callas, Seamus O'Rourke, Sharon. And then the thing, after what you've been hearing for the last hour or so about people being ripped off and scammed and everything, everything to do with Funny Friday is absolutely free in. You normally get a cup of tea as well. You get a few gifts from the new director general. You'll get your RTE bags and you'll get your RTE pens and pencils. But please come along. It'll be a good weekend, because the summer is beginning. Now, from what hopefully will be a very joyous occasion in the future, a very difficult occasion in the future faces a number of parents who've been contacting us. Helen O'Sullivan. Helen, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
Tell us about the situation you want to highlight.
Thanks for having me on, first of all. My son, who is 13, he's Down syndrome and he's in mainstream school. I've been trying for 4 years to get him out of the school, but I can't. I wanted to get him into special school. Yeah. Now I'm faced with he's leaving school this year to go to secondary school, and I can't get him into any special school. I've got all no's. There are no special classes within the mainstream secondary schools anywhere.
Okay.
And we're just being fobbed off left, right and centre. Fobbed off, like we're getting cut and paste emails back from the minister's office. They're opening up a new school in Dublin 7, which I believe is Fisborough, and they're kind of pinning our hopes on that, but that's going to be an autistic school. So because my son doesn't have autism, he can't go to that school. So I have nothing. I have no answers. His school where he is now want to transition him. Like, if we were going on holidays, I'd have to say to him, or we're going on holidays, and I have to, like, let him know this is what's happening. So every other child in the class knows what secondary school they're going to, but my child knows nothing.
And have the current have the local school, where a lot of his classmates are going to the same school, are they unable to facilitate?
And he can go to a mainstream school, but he will be in the mainstream class with an SNA. It's way above him, Joe. He can't do that.
Okay,
yeah.
And if anyone is conscious of that, it's you. It's you.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be able for it. He wouldn't be able for any of the subjects or anything like that, you know?
So tell us, what are the options?
There are no options.
I thought they had an organiser now in every area for special education places. No?
No, well, they have a Fino, the magic Fino, who the minister keeps reverting me, but the minister for special education keeps reverting me back to the Fino, who's supposed to be doing this magic work, but he can't do anything. He's reverting me back to them and saying, well, our hands are tied. You know, we can't provide you with a school place.
Yeah, what's the Fino mean?
A Fino, it's for the National Council of Special Education.
Okay.
So he's a kind of an officer for them.
And do you know anyone else through your own contacts in the Down syndrome community? Do you know anyone? Do you know of any options you might have but are closed to you at the minute, Helen?
No, I don't. I don't have any options, Joe. I'm not just saying that for saying something. I, honest to God, have no options unless I wanted to send him into mainstream class. What he needs now is life lessons, you know?
Yeah.
Life skills going on. He's not going to be able to sit and do art or history. Yeah, he can't do art. He can't do history and business studies, and that's what he would be faced with. He's non-verbal.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't have any answers, you know. And this has gone on since November. I'm to and from, like, I've emails left, right, and centre, letters, post this, post that, and nobody is giving me any. I'm just being fobbed off.
And I can hear the stress.
Very stressful. Yeah, you know, I've got another son who's 11 and he's actually worried. He's constantly at me, Mom, did we get a place for Dean yet? Did we get a place for him yet? What's going to happen to him? You know, because they actually go to mainstream school together. And I was like, you don't be worrying about it. But I mean, it's just mental torture. It's every day. It's just mental torture. It's nearly a full-time job trying to find someone a school place. It is his right, his constitutional right to have an education, and one that he deserves. And that doesn't mean one that where he goes into mainstream school just to tick a box for somebody up above. You know, and he's so social, Joe, so I can't keep him home because he's so sociable and he loves to be out there with everybody. He absolutely loves going to school. He hates missing school for hospital appointments or anything like that. You know, so, and where he is, it's a brilliant school, but he's outgrown it. You know, they've been brilliant to him since he started there. And his SNA, he's had a very lucky compared to other kids.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. That's nice. That's good that you acknowledge that, because that's not always the case. And there's no, and I know the answer to this because I know how much work you've been putting into it. There's no way he would in any way thrive with an SNA, with his classmates at the next level.
Joe. And I'll tell you why, because I've been told by many a school and many a resource teacher that do not place him, because when you place him, you will misplace him. The amount of kids that get, if I place him into mainstream secondary school, they'll never get him out. They'll promise you the sun, moon and stars like they do with everything else, but they will never get him out. And I'm not doing that because he doesn't have any behavioural issues. So, you know, in every secondary school now, there seems to be ASD units. It's an autistic unit, which is fine, but they don't have anything for anyone else but general learning disabilities. And you can't go into these units if you don't have autism.
I know what you mean, yeah. Well, listen to the next caller. Stay with us, Helen. Damien Rooney, what's your situation, Damien?
Good afternoon, Joe. My situation is slightly different to Helen's. My child finished school in June of 22, sixth class. He never got a first year place in September of 22.
Okay.
Now, a few years previous to that, he was diagnosed with an ASD. So with that information, we went researching schools in the Mullingar area.
Mm-hmm.
We came up with two schools that we were happy to send them to. We applied for them two schools. He was on a waiting list, and he never made it to the top of the waiting list.
So what did he do? What happened?
So in September, it was probably third week in September, fourth week, he was appointed a home tutor. Now, Tusla appointed the home tutor.
Okay.
So Tusla appoints the home tutor. The Department of Education fund the home tutor.
Okay.
That we have to reapply for that every term. Every term, we send in an application form through our representative in Tusla. The last term, which started on Monday, which is a 5-week term, we were turned down for this term. So he has no, he doesn't even have a tutor now. So we have applied for first year now at this stage. He, somewhere along the year, we were told we could have a place in a school that's 18 kilometres away. But transport was an issue for us. And we said that if the department could organise transport, which at the time, people in the transport were quite confident that they could,
okay,
we would go for that place. Transport never, it never happened. We were then informed that we weren't entitled to transport. So basically,
to travel 180 kilometres a week?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, 18 kilometres twice a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, Joe, that's pretty much it. Maybe it's one of the new Green Party policies. You know, so with that, we couldn't put him in that place. Now, there's 5 weeks left in this term, and he has not done any first year. So next September, we are looking for a place in first year for him. We have two schools in mind. We've applied for them. We're on a waiting list for them, and we're basically waiting to see, will the list go down to him again?
Okay, will he be... And that's luck, I suppose. Leah, stay there, Damien and Helen. Leah,
thank you.
What's your situation, Leah?
Hiya, Joe. How are you? Yeah. I'm in Kilkenny, so yeah. I thought it was a local issue. It's actually a nationwide issue at the moment. I have a chap 12.
Okay.
And I've applied for a few town schools in Kilkenny with no avail. He's the only chap in the class of 30 kids, Joe, with no school place.
And what type of place are you looking for, or where can you look?
Mainstream. My son has a DLD, so a delayed language. Very, very mild.
Okay.
He would work well with an SNA, but Cody's just looking for a mainstream school.
And he can't get into a mainstream school?
No mainstream school.
And what reason are they using to say he can't and his classmates can?
Yes, absolutely. It's so frustrating.
But why are they saying he can't and they can?
Oversubscribed, Joe. Oversubscribed. That's what all we're getting back is they're full.
But are you sure everyone else in his class got into second level except him?
Correct. A class of 30 kids. He's the only child with no school place.
And Joe, sorry, could I just get in
Damien,
there?
Yeah,
that was the exact same story with my child in June of 2022. All his classmates went into secondary school in September 22. He was the only one in his class that didn't get placed.
Now, Joe, my problem is, you know, anxiety and rejection has taken over a 12-year-old child.
I guess.
This, to me, is just not good enough. We're rolling out big money, the government, on well-being. Like, where is that well-being for our kids? It's instilling anxiety, you know? It's an awful situation.
It's shameful.
You're
telling me, and Damien has reiterated it there, that all of your child's classmates applied to go on to second level.
They're not the only ones, Joe. There's plenty others out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Marita Coyne, sorry for squeezing you, Marita. Go ahead, your situation, Marita.
Hi, Joe. Hi. So very quickly, my situation, my son is 13. He's a dual diagnosis of Down syndrome and autism. I have applied to 27 schools in total.
I've applied
to 12 specialised schools, 5 mainstream schools, and I've received refusals for all of those 17 schools.
And what reason are they giving, Marita?
No places. He's not in the catchment area. They basically don't have any places for those children who desperately need them, those, you know, who need this education. They need, you know, these children need the type of environment that supports their complex needs. You know, they're talking about putting my son into a mainstream school with a unit. It's not suitable for him. And what they're also saying to me now is that homeschooling might be an option. I live in an apartment. I work from home. I have a younger son.
Space.
They can't do that, you know.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it didn't work during COVID for homeschooling. It's not going to work now.
And those 27 schools say to you, we can't accommodate, he's not suitable for this school.
So, So 17 of those schools I've received point blank refusals from. The remainder, you know, it's all, some of them I haven't received replies from, and others have, you know, were in discussions. But these are all the schools I want him to go to are the special education schools.
Of course,
12 of them, none of them have a spot for him.
Okay. Thanks indeed. Back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Two awful situations on two different levels. That's holiday, people losing money. We'll be going back to that tomorrow. And also those stories you've been hearing the last 15 minutes, definitely going back to that tomorrow. Scandalous. Today's producer is Nadine Coyne and Nadine Maloney. And Ray Darcy is next.
0818 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.